I would just say it's an interesting case which is testing the constitutionality of the kind of actions that Zimra takes. It would depend on how the court would determine the powers of Zimra. But people must always quickly realize that when it comes to revenue collection, the constitution will bend slightly in favor of the tax authorities.
If you were the Zimra lawyer, what would be your advice?
Well, I think that the Zimra has a reasonable prospect of success as long as they do not act in a very draconian manner. But the idea that the law must make it fairly reasonable and possible for the tax, because if the law does not do that, it will be very difficult for the fiscal to get revenue.
And if you were advising a company here that is taking Zimra to court, what would be your advice? Do they have any legal leg to stand on?
They would have a legal leg to stand on if they do not go for an absolute taking away of the powers of Zimra. I mean, their only prospect of success will come if they measure their way of approaching the matter. In other words, they must not go for the ultimate killer and say that Zimra must not have any of the powers that it has. They have to strike a balance. They have to put their argument with the realization that Zimra ought to have some powers to be able to collect revenue.